Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me in the studio to my right this morning, Mr. J.C. Haspel. How are you, sir?
Damn well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be back here. I've been off for a couple of weeks, and we haven't mentioned a couple of weeks. Last week, J.C., I was up in the big city of Benita.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was doing training for interdiction stops, remember, for the highway, for the commercial trucks,
right.
Stuff like that. It was fun. It was great training. We had a guy come up from the New Mexico State Police Department, who's now with the feds. He's a retired trooper. And that guy has actually been shot, one of the guys who's been actually shot by a suspect. And
hope you learned how to not do that.
Yeah, and he'd also done 74 interdiction stops of a bus with like more than 30 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
So he was pretty experienced in the subject matter. Anyhow, to onto a different subject, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, JC, by one of your favorite people I know, William O'Neill.
Yes.
You've heard of him?
Big fan.
Yes, William O'Neill. The book is called How to Make Money in Stocks, The Complete Investment System. William O'Neill is the guru on growth stock investing. He's the Warren Buffett of the growth stock world, I would say. And he's certainly the most knowledgeable person on the subject that there ever has been on the planet, in my opinion. And the book is called How to Make Money in Stocks. It is a classic book by William O'Neill. It's a bestseller. It has been for probably 10, 15 years. One of the best books ever written on the subject, if not the best book on the subject of growth stocks. Wouldn't you agree?
I have a copy of it on my desk.
So do I.
I
have many copies of this book.
Right.
I can tell you this is a book.
It's referred to often.
Yes. This is a book that is a manual because he has a system called CAN-SLIM that he explains to you in the book how it works. Every criterion that you want to look for, the acronym CAN-SLIM, each letter stands for something. And you want to look for each. It's a characteristic you want to look for in the stocks. The book is free. We'll also send you a report if you call in for the book on our 5-star stock portfolio, a portfolio that's averaged over 50% a year for the last couple of years. It buys individual stocks based on William O'Neill's system. It starts with a William O'Neill list is actually how it works so well. Because if you start with a good list, JC, that's the key, don't you agree?
You definitely put your odds in your favor at that point.
Tremendously.
Yes. And that's what investing, successful investing anyway, is all about. It's just doing a whole bunch of little things that put the odds in your favor. And with the odds in your favor long enough, good things happen.
Absolutely. You can get a free copy of this book and the white paper on our 5-star portfolio with the stocks that have made over 50% a year for the last couple of years. Just give me a call. It's all free. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. And just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you a free copy of the book and the report on the 5-star portfolio, it's called. And what it is a portfolio by some stocks based on William O'Neill's list, and it's made over 50% a year for the last several years. Great list of stocks, which O'Neill stuff is just good stuff. His website is called investors.com, and I've subscribed to it, you know, for years. I know you have, JC, and I've subscribed to Investors Business Daily, which is his publication that William O'Neill started many years ago to compete with the Wall Street Journal. And JC, as I know you've heard me tell this story, but I had lunch with William O'Neill back in the 90s out in L.A. I was out in L.A. for a seminar that he was putting on. And I had lunch with the man back in the 90s. He's incredibly brilliant, just one of the smartest people I've ever met, without a doubt. And a very humble individual, great guy. And you know where he's from?
I do not.
Oklahoma City.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. He's from Oklahoma City. He started his own brokerage firm in back in the 60s. In 1963, he was like in his 20s, he bought a seat on the New York Stock Exchange.
Wow.
For $1 million, by the way.
Yeah.
Which in 1963 was a good bit of money. If you had $1 million back in 1963, you were doing pretty well. And then he started his own computerized trading programs, and he was the first one to do computerized trading of stocks. And basically, that's what IBD is. I mean, that's really what Investor's Business Daily is based on computer rankings and things like that.
Right, right. It takes what it says to do in the book and essentially does it for you. It's kind of a way to to cheat, for lack of a better term.
Well, you're right. And if you want to go to it, you can go to the website, and there's a lot of information for free you can get off the website without paying for it. You can also subscribe if you choose to get more information. But the website is investors.com, investors.com. And it's all about William O'Neill's different strategies, the IBD 50, the different lists and different stocks, and which stocks to buy, which stocks to avoid. And they give you pretty good reports on every stock, the chart, where the breakout is, what the earnings are, the earnings growth, revenue growth, all these things they look at, variables that they look at that he thinks are critical to a stock's success. And he certainly knows what he's talking about in terms of growth stocks. I would say there's nobody I know that knows more about the subject than William O'Neill does. All right, now I'm going to change gears, JC. They got this little budget thing going on here in the state of Oklahoma.
Yes.
You know, Mary Fallon's, I know, some Facebook every day. She's posting stuff on Facebook.
Oh, you guys friends on there?
I don't know. I hope not. But apparently we are. But
you guys are very close.
I'm getting her posts. That's all I can say. And it's funny because the sky is falling. The world's coming to an end. And Oklahoma's going to fall into the abyss.
And let
me guess. If we don't, it was a tax increase, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we need more taxes, and I'll bet it's for education.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we do. Every single time, we got to spend more money on education.
That's right. And she's talking about this $900 budget deficit. Have you heard the number thrown out?
No.
Well, the last couple of weeks, the state legislators and the education people, OEA and all these other people, are saying that we have a $900 gap that we have to fill in the state's budget. Well, I'm here to tell you that it just ain't so.
I'm sorry, 900 or 900
900 million.
Million.
900
okay, million. I'm sorry.
900 million. The state's budget runs about $25 billion a year, by the way, total budget.
Okay.
Okay. They're saying they have a $900 million deficit this year to make up for funding from last year. But it's just not the case. And there's this agency, I'm not thinking of the name, it's OCPA, it's the agency, it's on a policy, you know, think tank is what it is. They put out the numbers, JC. And the numbers show the 2016 budget, JC, was $23.96 billion. 2017 budget, $25.4 billion. Their revenues increased by $1.4 billion. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem, obviously. Does that make sense?
Well, did the revenue increase or just the budget?
That's the revenue. These are actual revenues.
Okay.
Yeah, revenues. These are revenues.
Because I know politicians get revenue and budgets confused. They're just because they set a budget doesn't mean they have the money to fund that budget.
Right, right. And my thought is, you know, if a business has sales that decline, what does the business do, JC, typically?
Typically tries to cut back, cut costs.
Cut their spending.
Do something.
Yeah. Right. They don't just
project a bigger budget.
They don't just cry on Facebook and say, I need more money. Give me more money. Somebody give me more money. Let me take more money from you without you having a choice. You know, this is what the state's trying to do here.
Really, the difference between a business and the government is, you know, a business can't just go say, hey, can I have some more money? The government,
they can't say that, but they can't force you.
There are consequences to what a business does. Apparently, there aren't any consequences to what a government does when it is wasteful with money.
And so, you know, I've posted a few things on Facebook for the governor to read, like, why don't you act like a business and try to live within your means? That would be a great idea. Rather than raising taxes on people who are already taxed into oblivion, why don't we cut our spending?
But it's for the children.
I know, novel concept. So, on another great subject, Tulsa Public Schools, speaking of which. Tulsa Public Schools is complaining about this budget shortfall, the same thing.
No, I don't believe it.
How about how they're not getting enough money and all this stuff? Yeah. I went back to look at their budgets. I wish people would actually pull these budgets and look at them. Because if you pull the budgets and look at them, you'll realize very quickly that they're lying to you. It doesn't take but a minute to find out. Google, if you go to Google and Google the term, Tulsa Public School Annual Budget, it comes up because they're published. Okay, it's a public entity, right?
Right.
Funded by taxpayers. Their financial reports are published every year. Their budgets are published. Their org chart is published. By the way, their org chart is longer than the U.S. Army's org chart, who has a million people. The Army I'm referring to, not Tulsa Public Schools.
Right, right.
Not quite that many yet, but they're getting there. They're working on it. Tulsa Public Schools in 2013 to 14, JC, you know what their budget was? Total budget. Total budget, everything.
You know, I do not know that.
Okay. $516 million and some change. Okay? This year, it was 516. JC, just remember that number, 516.
516, got it.
This year, their budget for 16-17, $545 million. Now, how much of a decrease is that, JC? From 516 to 545?
That would be a negative decrease.
Yeah. So, double negative, okay. That's an increase of 5.57%.
And they're claiming they have a budget shortfall?
Yes. Okay. They're claiming their budget's been in decline for years. And their population they're serving is in a nosedive at the same time because they're Tulsa City.
Right.
Where the population is actually declining in the city limits of Tulsa. Population's been declining for several years. So the people they serve is actually down about, I think, 3,000 from 43,000 to, 38,000 down from 42,000 several years ago. So they're down 4,000, about 10%. Population they serve is down 10%. Their budget's up 5.5%. That's a swing of 15. If you do the math.
Right.
So their budget should have gone down by 10% to match their population. It's gone up, and they're still screaming they don't have enough money. And I'm going to talk to you after the break. We're going to do a little bit of where they spend all their money because I have some very interesting facts to give out, which I think are going to astonish a lot of people when they hear what Tulsa Public Schools spends money on, because you're going to be amazed. I was, and I still am, and I'm appalled, quite frankly. Anyhow, we've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks, The Complete Investment System by William O'Neill. You can get a free copy of it and our information on our five-star portfolio. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 303-3398.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with the J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever you might be up to. I want to remind you of our free book by William O'Neill, the founder of Growth Stock Investing and the best, smartest person on the planet in that subject matter. The book is called How to Make Money in Stocks. You can get a free copy of it and our white paper on our five-star portfolio that puts this book into action, basically. And a really good portfolio has made very good returns over the last few years. And you can get it all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. We'll also send you our one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free custom 30-page Social Security report on your benefits, how to maximize your benefits, and get up to $250,000 more from Social Security without changing anything you do except for when, where, and how you file. Anyhow, it's all free. 918-398-8387, the number. 398-8387 is the number to call for all that information for free. JC, we were talking about Tulsa Public Schools before the break?
Yes.
They complain constantly about needing more money, even though they're getting more money now than they were several years ago, right? Their
budget's I've noticed it.
By 5.5% or so. Okay, they're still squealing this year about, we're going to go broke, we're going to go broke.
Well, but at least their test scores are off the charts to justify the more money.
Yeah, on the wrong end. Yeah. Yeah, you're correct. Well, while their superintendent collects her $330,000 a year salary, keep in mind.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's for the children, though.
$330,000 a year for the superintendent. I know where they could save some money. I could start right there. Cut that in half.
Yeah. You
know. Okay. Tulsa Public Schools spends $14,348 per student.
Per year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's twice the state average.
Jeez.
And they have some of the lowest test scores in the state, and they spend twice the state average per student. The money's not helping any. Okay. McCarchy Public Schools has the highest test scores in the state. They spend an average of $8,995 per student. A little bit less than $14,000.
A little bit less, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit less. Their total school budget for their total district from kindergarten through high school is $2.9 million. That includes buses, equipment, plant, everything. Tulsa Public Schools spends more than that on probably toilet paper.
Yeah, you're probably right.
With a $545 million budget, I mean, yeah. This is ridiculous. You want to talk about top-heavy. Tulsa Public Schools has 7,000 employees. Now, typical school district, if you have 7,000 employees, you're going to have 4,000 or 5,000 teachers in that mix. And the rest will be administrators, right?
Okay.
Tulsa Public Schools has 2,800 teachers, 4,200 administrators. What's wrong with this picture?
Wow.
They have a 2-to-1 ratio of administrator to teachers. Yeah. So I know you're having trouble getting your head around this, aren't you?
Yeah, so they've got two people supervising one person? Is that how that works?
Yes,
or?
Yes. This is a government operation. This is a government run up. It's like a union job. This is what we're doing. Their org chart is 33 pages long. U.S. Army's is 25 pages. Okay? IT Director Stephen Fedor has 7 other directors who work for him. So that's 8 in the IT department alone. The Teaching and Learning Office, which is who decides the curriculum, I guess, has 80 employees, JC. 80. That's probably more than Okarchi Public Schools has total in their school district, I'm guessing. If they only have a $2.9 million budget. I mean,
right.
You know, it's, yeah, I'm guessing that. I don't know what an instructional coach is, but Tulsa Public Schools has 26 of those. They have 11 full-time accountants on staff.
Wow.
Yeah. 46 people working in materials management, which is purchasing. 46 people doing purchasing for them. Does each one get one item? I mean, you're buying pencils, JC. Yeah. I'm buying pens.
I don't know.
So you spend all your work on pencils.
I don't think a Walmart has that many people managing the, you know, inflow of merchandise into a store.
I hope not. They wouldn't be profitable. No, of course Walmart wouldn't do that. Tulsa Public Schools has 60 people in their IT department. 60. 60.
Does that include the 8 directors?
I'm guessing yes. But that's more than most Fortune 500 companies have in their IT department. They have 55 people in their own full-time police department. Okay? They're paying. What's wrong with this picture? Who else should be patrolling Tulsa Public Schools?
I thought TPD
Tulsa
did that.
Police department? Yes.
Yeah. I thought they had school resource officers at
TPD. Well, they used to, but now Tulsa Public Schools pays for their own police department for some reason.
Hmm.
Okay? They have 27 people in child nutrition to help select the menu that hasn't changed since the 60s.
I said they couldn't just copy and paste the 2016 menu to 2017.
They probably do. It takes 27 people to do that. It's like, how many people does it take to change a light bulb? I mean, 27 people to decide the menu.
In all fairness, they're probably trying to be compliant with Michelle Obama's menu plan there.
Yeah. They have 52 people who maintain their buildings. I don't mean cleaning. I mean fix the furnace if it breaks, fix the boiler, whatever it is, if it breaks. 52 people. They only have 80-some buildings. Yeah.
They have 80-something buildings?
Yeah. Well, they have, because they have elementary schools and middle schools, yes.
Wow.
Okay. 52 people maintain the buildings. And they have another 84 who work for the maintenance office. Yes. 286 janitors. 428 employees total to clean and fix things at 88 schools. 428 people. Now, you want to save money. I'll tell you how you save money. Contract out the cleaning of your schools.
Why don't they just have the students do it? I mean,
that's a great point. You mentioned that to me the other day. That's a very good point.
Because that's how they do it in Japan. You know,
that's how I did it in my high school.
Take out the trash. They can mop a floor. They can sweep.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's how we did it in my high school. I went to a private school up in Ohio, and they had students do jobs around the school. We had to, like, set the trays out for dinner, you know, at the dining hall. We had to set plates out for dinner and all that stuff. We had to clean up afterwards. We had to do all kinds of things, clean the school buildings, all that stuff. You're right. And it didn't cost them a dime.
And, you know, I'll bet, I've just got a sneaking suspicion here that if the kids were cleaning up their own messes, they might make less messes. I don't know this for sure, but it just kind of makes sense to me.
Well, with 450 people, 428 people. Even at $50,000 for salary and benefits, you're looking at a couple million dollars a year. And you could easily contract that out with a private contractor. There are plenty of companies here in town that would clean your schools for you.
Right.
For a lot less than what they're paying for 428 employees. I can't imagine. 57 people who oversee the transportation department. Not bus drivers. Supervisors. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up, JC. This comes right off their org chart. 57 people to supervise the bus drivers.
Bus drivers must need a lot of supervision.
Apparently. Apparently they need a ton of supervision. It's like a one-to-one ratio. I mean,
I'd be curious to know what they do. Just ask each bus driver at the end of the day, hey, did you drop a bunch of kids off?
No,
I didn't drop any off.
Did you pick them all
up?
You
screwed up.
Where'd you put Johnny? What'd you do with him?
I mean, if you had one really bad bus driver, I still don't think it would be that labor-intensive to supervise.
50. This is a union gig. You can tell who's running this shop. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill, the guru of growth stock investing, the smartest man that's ever come down the pike in terms of growth stock investing, the publisher of Investor's Business Daily, and one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. And I had the privilege of meeting him many years ago. Anyhow, the book is free. You can also get a report on our five-star portfolio that puts this book into action and his principles into action. And we'll send it all to you for free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. We'll also send you the one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free custom Social Security report to get your benefits, how to maximize your benefits on Social Security. You paid for it. You might as well get the benefits. And there's nothing wrong with that. JC, speaking of issues that get me fired up, the A word comes to mind here. Annuity. Should be a four-letter word. Okay. I went online the other day and I looked at quotes for annuity payouts and things like this to see how much you could get if you put in a large chunk of money into an annuity, how much it'll pay you for your lifetime. These people are guaranteed income and all that stuff. I found one that says, if you give us $1.5 million and take 5-year period certain, JC, which means it will pay 5 years and no longer, no less, right? That's what period certain means, because it's a certain period. We know how much it is. It's not life annuity or anything like that. It's not based on your life or when you die. It's just 5 years. Every month for 5 years, they'll send you a check, JC. If you give them $1.5 million, they are so generous, they will give you back $24,750 per month for 5 years, which is $297,000 per year for 5 years.
Okay.
Now, remember, you gave them $1.5
million. Mm-hmm.
They're giving you back... $1.48 million. Yes.
Really?
Yes. $1.485 million. Isn't that generous of them?
Wow.
And they're keeping your money for 5 years, by the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'd make that deal with somebody, too.
What kind of a guarantee is that? Yeah. We guarantee we'd give you back less than what you gave us.
I'd do it instantly. I wouldn't even make them wait the 5 years. Yeah, I'd be here, give me $1.5 million. I'll give you 1.4 back.
Yeah, your profit's going
right now. Right now. And 5 more minutes, we'll do it again.
Yeah. We'll continue to do it. Yeah. It just cracks me up. And these are the numbers I got up right off the quote engine.
Yeah. It amazes me. I mean, people sign up for this all the time, too. I mean, it's not like this is...
5 years. But it's certain. You know what you're going to get, JC.
All right.
It's guaranteed.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
We guarantee we're going to give you back less than what you gave us. You got to wonder... But people will buy these things.
Yeah. Well, and what it is, I mean, it's people that don't truly know what they're buying. No. Obviously, that's not the sales pitch you're getting when you're buying an annuity. That's not how they pitch it to you. They make it sound a little more appealing than that.
Right.
But like I say, it just goes to show you the average investor does not know what they're getting into.
Correct.
Especially the average annuity investor.
Even more so with the average annuity investor, I would say. Exponentially more so with the average annuity investor, yes. Here's one of my favorite quotes from Mark Twain. I read it a couple weeks ago. Mark Twain, do not try to teach the mule to dance. It wastes your time and upsets the mule. It's true. I cannot control what you do as an investor. No matter how much I try, you can still derail our plans by not listening to me, by not doing what I instruct you to do, by panicking, by believing this time it's different, right, JC? No, it's not different. There are no new risks. Only unknown risks. I can't know exactly how things are going to turn out all right. I just know that things will turn out all right. This comes from Nick Murray, by the way. I found this quote on his website the other day. All successful investing, JC, is a battle between one's need for certainty and one's tolerance for ambiguity. The emotional capacity to function under uncertainty is both the key to capturing equity returns and a critical test of one's emotional maturity. It's not certainty that bothers people, is it?
No.
It's uncertainty.
Right.
Which is why annuities are sold. It goes back to what we were talking about a minute ago.
That's why everyone walks into your office and says, I want really high returns.
With no risk.
With no risk.
Yes. Okay. Believe me or not. Believe it or not, they do.
That's
yes.
weird you'd ask that because everyone else is asking for a whole lot of risk.
Yeah, no return. No return.
That's weird you'd want that one. I'll go.
Okay. And to further expound on Nick Murray's point here, he goes on to say, the more certainty you need, the more you will allocate your portfolio toward bonds, and the lower your lifetime return will be. The more ambiguity you can tolerate, the more you'll allocate to equities, and the higher your lifetime return will be. We see this every day.
Yeah.
We see people that put all their money in CDs or money market or, you know, bonds, whatever it might be. Oh, I can't tolerate this. I can't tolerate that. I can't have this. And they watch their earning power decline, diminish year after year after year in retirement, especially if they have another income coming in. And they have their earning power, purchasing power just goes down and down and down and down and down. And, in fact, equities are the only way to stay ahead of the curve, stay ahead of the inflation curve I'm referring to, right, JC, as far as purchasing power goes.
Right.
Bonds aren't going to do it. Bonds right now are paying about what inflation is, right, about the same rate, unless you're buying treasuries, in which case they're paying less than what inflation is running these days.
Right.
And Nick Murray goes on to say one more thing here, which I think is very important. He says, once again, we see that successful investing isn't intellectual. It's behavioral. What is your attitude toward equities, toward the future? Optimism, he says, is the only outlook that squares with the historical record. To be a pessimist, you have to believe not only in something that will not happen, but something that has never happened, which I agree with him. I've said this before, people have to be optimists to be investors in the market.
Right.
You can't invest and be a pessimist at the same time. If you do, your stomach's going to churn all day, every day, because you're doing something the exact opposite of what your emotions tell you you should
right.
be doing. And there are people that do this, right, JC? And they watch the thing every day.
Yes.
And they freak out about it every time it moves. 1% or 2%, they freak out. Well, that's the nature of the beast. Which is why a lot of times I tell them, if you buy this portfolio, look at it at the end of the month. Leave it alone. Look at it once a month. Don't look at it every day. Because it will drive you nuts. Have you ever had a client that did that, JC?
I've had clients that will literally get their stomach in knots about a positive return.
Right.
I mean, it really is. I mean, some people are just not wired to be investors, and all they can do is worry about it.
And there are many people who do this. And unfortunately, in this day and age, technology makes it very easy to do because you can get it on your phone, right?
Yes.
The alerts, they can actually send you text messages now that tell you your stock's going down.
Yeah. Hey, guess what?
As if you didn't know already. Here's a text message. Hey, your stock's down 2%. You should be freaking out right about now. They should put that on there along with their text,
yeah.
You know? And I swear these are devised by the brokerage firms, the ones that make money every time you trade, because they're just encouraging you to trade more. I mean, they're just saying, trade, come on, buy some more, sell some more. And, you know, it's funny, you know, I know you're a big buyer of real estate, JC, and one of the reasons I think that people make money in real estate is because they can't sell real estate for $5
right.
in 30 minutes or 30 right. seconds, you know, whatever time it might be. They just can't do it. They can't unload it that well. It's illiquid, which is a huge benefit to real estate that people see as a drawback. If you think about it, that's how they perceive it. They perceive it as illiquid, which they think is a drawback, but really it works to their advantage for most people, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes.
Because it keeps them from doing something stupid, for lack of a better term. It keeps them from selling when they shouldn't sell. You know, if you were owning real estate back in 2009, let's just say, when the real estate market collapsed, not many people rushed to their broker's office and said, sell this, you know, sell my real estate right now.
Right, right.
At the bottom. I know we're at the bottom. I want to sell my real estate right now. But yet they all called their stockbroker and said,
yes.
Dump my stocks. Yeah. They were doing the exact same thing. It's just weird how human behavior is. You know, how we contradict ourselves with the same thing in the same day. We could do it at the exact same time. Do two entirely different things. One is logical and one's not logical. And the reason they didn't run to their market, to the broker, to sell in 2009 is because, A, they had a longer-term horizon for their purchase, their mind. And, B, nobody was telling them what the price of their real estate was 50 times a day.
Right.
You know, they didn't get updates on their phone. Nowadays, they might. They're through Zillow and some of these other things that they have now on the phone, there's nothing there to freak them out, to scare them to death. Plus, the guys on TV weren't talking about real estate prices. They were talking about stock prices
right.
for the most part. And all day, every day, 24/7 on 30 different channels on your TV, on Bloomberg, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox News, you name it, Fox Business News, all these different networks we have now. And they tend to love it when, you know, CNBC loves it when we go through a market like '09.
Right.
It's phenomenal for their ratings. It pushes their ratings through the roof. Just think about it. It's like Fox News and CNN during the election cycle.
Yes.
You know, it's like an election cycle for them all over again. You know, it's just phenomenal for their ratings. Everybody's going to wake up in the morning and flip the TV on and go to their channel, go to CNBC or whatever. because they want to know what the market's doing. They want to know what China's doing. They want to know what Japan's doing overnight. All these different markets. And so they're there to sell advertising. They're not there to give financial advice. And sometimes we have to keep this in mind. Because when they're up there screaming, and Jim Cramer or whoever is screaming on the TV that the market's collapsing, the world's coming to an end, they're not always right. In fact, most of the time they're wrong, I would say.
I think it also helps a lot of people don't look at their house as an investment. Most people look at it just a home for their it's family housing. Things like that. So it makes it a little easier if it fluctuates in price. They're not going to be so concerned about it because that wasn't the goal in the beginning.
That's a good point. They get another benefit from it besides just owning it. They get to live in it, and it has a utility value to it. We've got to take a quick break, but I want to remind you of our free book by William O'Neill, How to Make Money in Stocks. You can get a free copy of this and our white paper on the 5-star portfolio and the 1-page questionnaire for Social Security report. Just give me a call, 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
Social Security has over 2,700 rules. You can't possibly learn them all, but you can get a free report from Dan Witham that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. He'll give you a free custom report based on your specific circumstances that could potentially net you up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Those who know fare better. Give Dan a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave him your name and address. He'll mail you the questionnaire to fill out for your free Social Security report that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Whittle, along with J.C. Haspel. And to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill, the manual, the best book ever written on the subject of growth stock investing. And believe me, because I've read the book several times and met the man who wrote it, William O'Neill, you can get a free copy of it and our five-star portfolio white paper, along with a one-page questionnaire for you to fill out to send back to us for your free custom 30-page report on how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits, how to get up to $250,000 more out of Social Security for you without paying another dime into it. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please. When you get our voicemail, we'll send you the report and the book and all that stuff for free. JC, you know I love looking into biases and illusions and things in the human mind, behavioral oddities of the human mind, if you will. And you don't see them any more prevalent than in the world of investing, in my opinion. I mean, we see so much of this in our world. People come into us and say they're going to do great on this or say they did great on that, but then we find something different. One of the biases I found out looking, reading through this book I was reading the other day was called the illusion of control bias. The illusion of control bias is another form of dissonant behavior. It describes the tendency of human beings to believe that they can control or at least influence the outcome when in fact they cannot. JC, have you ever been at Come and Go or Quick Trip? Behind somebody who's buying lottery tickets?
Yes.
Never fails. It's when I'm in a hurry. It's when that happens. You know, I need 15
scratch-offs. I like when they want to scratch them right there at the counter, too.
Yeah. I mean, I want that one. Get that one back. Anyhow, so have you ever seen people, you know, some of these times they can go and they pick the numbers that they want on their ticket or whatever, rather than just random?
I didn't know that,
yeah,
but
can,
I will.
They can pick the numbers they want on their ticket. So the people that pick the numbers on their ticket think they have more control over the outcome than if they just get random numbers, right? Statistically, what's the difference in the odds?
Probably nothing.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
Because they're both computer generated by the balls falling or whatever, but there's still going to be a random number picked by a computer.
Right.
So it's either going to be the number you picked or it's going to be another number, but it doesn't have anything to do with you picking it.
Right.
Do you think the guy that pulls the balls at a lottery machine when they do this knows what number you picked?
No.
Do you think he cares?
No.
Okay. So people don't have control over the lottery outcome, but they seem to think they do. Which is just one way that they do this. Here's another one way they do this. When returns to your portfolio increase, to what do people attribute this turn of events, JC?
Oh, they're brilliance.
Yes, it is their brilliance. But if it goes down, they blame the broker.
Oh, yeah.
They blame their advisor, right? Even though the advisor may recommend both stocks and either stock to them, if it goes up, they picked it, right? If it goes down, my doggone advisor did that to me. Can't believe he told me to buy that, you know, Apple.
Yeah.
You know, and drop from 130 to 128. So And this is something that I always call it the automatic put. People have an automatic put in their mind when they buy it through an advisor. If it goes down, it's the advisor's fault. If it goes up, I take the credit for it. So they can't lose.
Yeah.
In their mind,
it works out well.
You know, in their mind, they can't lose either way. So, you know, but that's how people think. And that's what people will tell you. I'm not kidding. Believe me, I've seen this many, many times. Illusion of control bias. I want to talk about an example I had a couple of years ago. I had a gentleman that wanted to buy an oil and gas stock, remember? And I told him it was a high-risk stock. It was a high-risk play. It was not doing well. It was not a good stock. And he literally said to me, it's not that risky because I'm going to keep an eye on it. Is that not an illusion of control? Does he not think he has more control over it than he really
does? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, it's like saying, here, hold my beer. You know, watch this. So,
as though it can't go down if I watch it?
Right.
I mean, I don't know what he means by that.
Well, I don't know either, but apparently he found out the hard way because it did go down on him. It went down and he lost money on it, I think, as it turned out. But that's the thing. We have the illusion of control. We have this thought that we can control what the outcome is going to be, when in reality, we have no control over it whatsoever. And so this is not a behavior that we want to engage in, at least in my opinion. We have to be realistic in our expectations. And we also have to realize that sometimes things happen in the market. You know, we have a measure called R-squared for strategies and for stocks and things like that, a measure called R-squared, which means how much of your performance is determined by the market performance, by the S&P, right? For most entities, funds, or stocks, it's above 90%, JC, believe it or not. So that means 90% of your return is driven by the market.
Right. In other words, if the market goes up, you go up. If the market goes down, right, you go down.
So it has nothing to do with what stock you picked, is what I'm trying to say, at the end of the day. It's absolutely nothing new in a lot of cases. Not in all cases. I'm not trying to say it's always the case. But in many cases, that is the case. We have to recognize that successful investing is a probabilistic activity. It goes back to what you mentioned at the beginning of the show, JC, about picking a good list. When I mentioned picking a good list and using William O'Neill's list from his website, investors.com, you said you're trying to stack the odds in your favor, trying to do one thing after another to stack the odds in your favor. And that's what investing is all about. It's still probabilistic. You still don't have control over the outcome. I'm not trying to say you do. But you may be able to influence the outcome somewhat if you pick the right stocks and follow the right advice. And I think the biggest element to buying stocks, if you're buying individual stocks, I think the single biggest element of buying individual stocks, JC, is starting with the right list. Because I've looked through VectorVest and different programs and ValueLine, Morningstar, all these different programs that we have, and they sort stocks and pick stocks and do all this stuff. And you know what I was telling you on the way down here today was none of them can hold a candle to Investors Business Daily.
Agreed.
They're not even close. And I've seen this for years and years, and I've tried to find ways through VectorVest, through Morningstar, all these other places to make good lists, to find good lists. IBD has them all beat by a mile, and I mean by a long shot. And they'll give you a list of 50 stocks called the IBD 50, that if you just buy the whole list, you're going to do pretty well. You know, right off the bat, you'll do pretty well. But if you define the list, a subset of the list, and get it down to 5 or 10 stocks, you can do even better. But IBD has an incredible ability to put out very good stocks on their lists. And I'm not seeing anybody be able to duplicate it anywhere. And if anybody finds software that does, let me know, because I'd love to look at it, because I can't find anything that can do it better than IBD does. And I subscribe to Morningstar, VectorVest, and a lot of these other publications. They're not even close. ValueLine, you know, I told you I got a ValueLine free trial finally a couple weeks ago. It was a complete waste of time. I mean, I couldn't even get it to do anything. I couldn't get it to, just wasn't worth anything at all to me. And Morningstar, ValueLine, they're known for trying to pick stocks, but I'll tell you my opinion, I don't think they're very good at it. I don't think either one of them is very good at it. It's just the returns just aren't there. And, you know, we've tried it with VectorVest. We can't get it to make it to pick a good list. Do you agree with me or disagree?
I haven't done a whole lot with it, but I'll be honest with you, I do the investors thing, and it works real well,
right?
You know, the William O'Neill system. And so, quite frankly, I'm not looking to reinvent the wheel so much. I found something that works. It's worked for a while for me. I've got the book on my desk. It's something I have just really been a believer in for a long time now. And
so you don't like banging your head against the wall?
I feel like my search is over, kind of.
That's right. I agree with you. You're right. We're about out of time. I want to remind you of our free book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.